People have been talking about living forever, forever.
很多人常常在说要怎么样来永远活着，长寿。
In Western civilization, the Greeks and Romans talked about living forever.
在西方文化里面呢，这包括希腊文化，还有罗马文化，都在讲说怎么样长生不死。
Now and then they would tell a story that the gods that they made upwould grant some human immortality.
你说我们就他们就会说啊，他们这个人所造的一些神，会让他们就是神像，会让他们长生不死。
I'm told that part of Taoism is the idea that certain emperors and some religious men could live forever.
那我们中国的这个道教也是这么说，好像就是那些像皇帝啊，还有一些这个啊虔诚的这些属。一些宗教的人士，他们呢能够永远的活着不死。
Sigmund Freud, the father of psychiatry, even had an idea.
我们都知很有名的这个心理学家，这个弗洛伊德也告诉我们相似的一个想法。
He said it's impossible for a person to imagine that they would cease to exist.
那一个人非常难想象自己会将有一天不存在的。
But even with all of that, all of us have an idea that someday we will die.
虽然说我们都很明白，有一天我们总是会死的。
In fact, we have a lot of different sayings, as you know, in English.
那可能每个文化它都有它自己的一些俗话，一些俗语。
There are two things you cannot avoid: death and taxes.
在英文里面呢，有个说法呢，就是说。我们呢能够逃避很多的事，但是两样逃避不了，一个呢就是死，一个就是纳税。
And since you live in Connecticut, you know all about taxes.
那因为我们住在康州呢，我们都知道我们必须纳税。
Well, it's Easter Sunday.
那今天呢是复活的这个主日。
Today, we're celebrating that Jesus Christ defeated death.
那我们呢一起来庆祝耶稣基督战胜了死亡。
He really died, and he really rose from death after 3 days.
他确实死过，不过三天以后他复活了。
Today, we're going to explore the idea of living forever.
所以今天我们一起来看看如何能够永远活着。
What does it mean that Jesus is alive today?
我们说耶稣基督今天仍然活着，到底是什么意思呢？
Does it mean that some of us are already on the road to eternity?
那是不是意味着说我们这些人已经在通向永生的路上呢？
And if that's true, then how should knowing we'll live forever affect our daily life?
如果是那样子的话呢，那我们知道我们将会永远永生的话，将怎么样来会影响我们今天的生活呢？
Let's look at 3 resurrections in the Bible to find out.
我们呢从圣经里面所描述的三种的这个复活呢来探讨一下。
The first resurrection happened just a few miles, 3 miles from Jerusalem.
那么第一个复活的这个故事呢，是发生在离耶路撒冷两三个英里的地方。
Just a few days before Easter, a man named Lazarus, who was a friend of Jesus, became very ill.
那就是在复活节的前两三天，耶稣的一个所爱的一个人叫拿撒路，他呢，病重。
Lazarus was a close friend and associate of Jesus.
那么拿撒路呢，是耶稣跟耶稣非常亲近的一个朋友。
And so Lazarus' two sisters sent a message to Jesus.
那么他的两个姐姐呢，就派人去告诉耶稣。
They asked him to come immediately because his friend, his dear friend, Lazarus was dying.
他们呢告诉耶稣基督赶快来，因为他所爱的这个拿撒路呢已经病得很重，快要死了。
Jesus did an unusual thing.
那么这个时候呢，耶稣做了一件非常不寻常的事情。
He didn't leave to walk to Bethany, where Lazarus was ill, for 3 days.
他并没有马上离开他在的地方，而去拿撒路所住的伯大尼。
In fact, Jesus seemed to treat death like it wasn't even important.
他好像耶稣呢，对这个死亡呢，好像觉得很不重要。
In John 11, Jesus said, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
那么在约翰福音十一章这里呢，耶稣说这 并不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
If one of us gets ill, the rest of us call the ambulance.
如果实际上我们平常在我们中间如果有人病了，我们就赶快打电话叫救护车。
I remember that right here at church.
我们呢在这边发生过一次。
But Jesus didn't call the ambulance.
但是耶稣他并没有打电话叫救护车。
He seemed to be in no real hurry.
他好像一点都不着急。
We understand that the natural order of things is that everyone dies.
那我们也知道说自然规律就是每个人都会死。
It says in Hebrews 9, everyone must die once, and after that be judged by God.
那么在希伯来书这里讲到说，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Paul said in Romans that in Adam everyone dies.
那保罗在罗马书里面又讲说，在亚当里面每个人都必死。
When Jesus told the disciples that this is not serious and we don't need to leave, they thought Lazarus was just ill, but he wouldn't die.
那这个耶稣，你看在他门徒面前，当他听到这个拉撒路病重的时候，他没有急着要离开，就让这个门徒觉得这个病可能不太重。
But Jesus corrected their thinking.
但是呢，耶稣基督就来纠正他们的这个错误的想法。
He said, "Oh no, Lazarus has already died."
他告诉那门徒说，拉撒路实际上已经死了。
And then he said, "It's for your sake that I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him."
哦，但是耶稣又说，我没在那里，我就喜欢，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去。
For us, death is a terrible disaster. It's an awful thing.
那么拿撒路的死呢，看起来好像是一个很大的一个灾难性的事情。
Lazarus' two sisters seem to agree with that idea.
那他的两个姐姐显然也是这么想的。
As soon as Jesus arrived, they both said the same thing to him.
那么这两个当耶稣终于三天后终于来到拿撒路这个地方的时候，他两个姐姐就是这样的跟耶稣说了。
They said to Jesus, "If you had been here, our brother would not have died."
他说他姐姐说，如果你早在这里，我弟弟必不死。
And Jesus wanted them to think about death in a new way.
但是耶稣要让他们对于死亡来讲呢，有个新的看法。
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even if they die. And whoever lives by believing me will never die. Do you believe this?"
他就跟他的姐姐说，他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。信我，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Jesus was teaching us that physical death is necessary, but it's not final.
那耶稣呢，就告诉我们说，我们这个身体的死亡，这是必然的事情，但是呢，不是最后的事情。
Lazarus had died and he was in the grave.
那么拿撒路已经死了，已经在坟墓里了。
But that's not a permanent condition for any Christian.
但是对于信主的人，对基督徒来说呢，这并不是一个永远的事情。
Jesus wanted to show his disciples that this is true.
那么耶稣基督就要让他的门徒看见这么一个真理。
So he said, "Follow me. Show me where they buried Lazarus."
所以他就跟他门徒说，跟那些人在周围在场的人说，你们带我去拿撒路的地方。
Jesus told some of the men, "Roll the stone away that covers the entrance to his tomb."
所以他就告诉他们把那个坟墓的门打开。
They said they didn't want to roll it away because it would be so embarrassing. Because after 3 days in the Middle East, he wouldn't smell good.
所以，但是可是那些人呢，不太愿意把那个挡住那个坟墓口的那个石头滚开，因为他们觉得在地中海那个地方那么炎热的地方呢，三天之后尸体可能发臭了。
But Jesus said, "Roll the stone away anyway."
耶稣说，你们尽管把那个石头挪开。
In the Middle East, when someone died, they wrapped them like a mummy, with cloth, round and round.
那么在中东有人死的时候，他们就会把这个尸体呢用布呢层层的包裹起来。
So Lazarus is all wrapped in all these cloths.
所以拿撒路呢就是这样子被用布包裹起来的。
And Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out."
耶稣就在外面叫他拉撒路出来。
Now I'm glad he said, "Lazarus, come out." Because if he just said come out, everyone would have come out and there would have been a terrible crowd. And I think it must have been kind of comical, Lazarus hopping out, tied up. And Jesus told the people, unwrap him. If you have faith in Jesus Christ now, you will never die. Even if this body dies, you will never die. And that's why when Lazarus was dying, it was not an emergency for Jesus. That's a very important thing that you and I must know. A few days later, Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. You know the story of Jesus suffering and his death on the cross for our sins. Just as he predicted, Jesus died on a cross and rose in 3 days. The women, when they went to the tomb, found that Jesus was not there. We understand why Jesus had to die for our sins. Romans 3:23-25 says, "For all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by the grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith."
那么呢，在罗马书三章二十三到二十五节这边讲说，人人都犯了罪，亏是人都犯都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
So when Mary got to the tomb, she looked and there was an angel there.
玛利亚到了那个坟墓的门口，往里面看的时候，看见里面有两个天使。
And the angel asked her, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?"
那么这个天使就问他说，你为什么在死人中寻找活人呢？
He's not here. He's risen.
他不在这，他已经复活了。
Mary could believe that this is true for one simple reason.
那玛利亚呢？
Just a few days before, a few miles away, Lazarus had come back to life. How can you believe that you are going to live forever? Well, we have clear evidence from God that eternal life is possible. The Jews asked Jesus, "What sign can you show us to get your authority to do all this?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." Jesus is the only leader of any philosophy or religion in the world that promised to die and then live again in 3 days. If Jesus had not risen in 3 days, then everything he said would not be true.
如果耶稣没有复活，那么呢，他所说的话呢，就都是谎言了。
But if Jesus really came to life in 3 days, then everything he said is true.
那如果他确实三天之后，死后三天以后复活，那么他所说告诉我们的一切都是真的。
The writers of the four Gospels knew all the objections people raised to the resurrection.
那么在四本福音书里面所描述的那些耶稣基督的门徒，他们都知道当时的很多人都对耶稣的复活呢有疑问。
By the time they wrote this, they knew some people said, oh, the disciples just moved his body somewhere else.
所以当他们写这个福音书的时候呢，就有人说，哦，是他的门徒把耶稣的身体取走了。
They knew that some people said, oh, he didn't really die, he was just very ill. And then they opened the door and he came out and convinced everyone he'd never been ill.
那有的甚至说，那个耶稣他实际上根本就没有死，他只是那个伤得很重，那有人就把他放了，他就活了，实际上没有死。
It's interesting that none of the gospel writers tries in any way to make a long defense of the resurrection.
但是很有意思的是，这四本福音书的作者都没有花很多的篇幅想要来证明说耶稣确实复活了。
In all four gospels, there's only one page of writing that describes Jesus' resurrection.
在整本圣经只有一个一页纸那样差不多那样的一个文字来描述耶稣复活的过程。
The reason for this is they are all eyewitnesses to the resurrection.
那是因为有那么多人亲眼目睹耶稣复活的事情。
They don't need to prove Jesus rose from the grave. They saw him alive.
他们不必去证明耶稣已经复活了，因为他们都看见了他。
I like something that a man named Tim Keller said in a book called The Reason for God.
那么有一个属灵的人叫做 Tim Keller， 他写了一本书，中文翻译叫做《为何是他》。
He said virtually all the apostles and early Christian leaders died for their faith. It's hard to believe that this kind of powerful self-sacrifice would be done to support a lie, a hoax.
所以他说，基本上在那个时候的就是初期教会的那些跟耶稣在一起的使徒，跟早期的基督徒以及他们的领袖，都是因着他们的信仰而死。所以因此非常难想象。有这一个这么伟大的一个牺牲，是为了来证实一个谎言的。
Why would anyone give their own life and the lives of their family for a lie they made up about a religious leader?
如果说耶稣复活是个谎言的话呢，那么有谁愿意牺牲他自己的生命以及他家人的生命来支持这样的谎言呢？
I want you to notice how the disciples were changed by the resurrection.
请大家注意一下，耶稣一复活之后，他的门徒是如何，他们的生命是经历的怎样的改变。
The night before the crucifixion, Peter denied Jesus, and the disciples ran and hid to save their own lives.
我们都记得耶稣被钉十字架上的那个晚上，使徒彼得否认耶稣，然后呢，他的其他的门徒也都是。都分散逃走了。
After the resurrection, all of the disciples began to live like people who will never die.
那么在耶稣复活之后，这些门徒的生命发生巨大的改变，他所表现出来的就好像他们永远不会死一样。
They began to recklessly talk about Jesus and tell the same people that crucified him that Jesus is alive.
他们呢就到处去告诉别人。甚至是那些钉耶稣十字架的那些人说耶稣已经复活了。
They did this even though they knew that the same people who crucified Jesus were listening to them say he's alive.
那他们都很清楚，当他们说耶稣基督已经复活了这样的一个事情的时候呢，那些听众里面有的就是亲手把耶稣钉十字架的人。
They risked all their property and they risked the lives of their families. Why? Well, because they're going to live forever.
显然，当他们这么做的时候呢，他们是把自己的生命、还有他们的家人、他们的财产都放在一个很危险的境地。他们为什么要这么做呢？
Listen, Paul said, "Nothing is as wonderful as knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I've given up everything and count it as garbage. All I want is Christ."
保罗就说。我也将万事当作有损，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，为至宝，称为，我为地上经常，sorry， 我已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得这基督。
They stopped living for pleasure. They stopped even trying to live a long time, and they decided to live for Christ.
所以他们。自从知道耶稣基督复活之后，他们就不为自己的享乐，不为自己的权利去活，而是为着 耶稣基督而活。
Now let's talk about your resurrection.
那么第三个复活就是你我的复活。
Jesus promised that if your faith is in Him, you will never die; that you'll live even if you die.
那么耶稣就是许诺我们，如果我们信他，我们就永远不死，即使是死了也会复活。
How can that change your life this week?
那么这样的一个真理怎样能够改变我们的生命呢？
First, it changes your focus. Instead of looking at your feet and worrying about what you're going to eat or how you'll support yourself,
首先它会改变我们对生活的关注，就是我们不再老是看着我们自己而来忧愁烦恼。
Instead of thinking all the time about how healthy we or ill I am,
然后呢，我们就不必为我们自己的身体状况来担忧，到底我们是健康的还是有病的。
I shift my focus from what's right in front of me to eternity.
我们呢就把我们原来所关注的眼前的事情呢，变成转向关注永恒的事情。
Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, meaning food and clothes, all this will be added to you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow."
所以耶稣就说，你要先求他的国和他的义，这些事就是我们生活所需要的一切。都会赐给你们，因此呢，不要为明天忧虑。
If Jesus can make you live forever, He can take care of your daily needs.
耶稣基督既然能够让我们有永生，那么他呢，就一定能够提供我们每日所需的。
If you lose everything you own here on earth, but you have laid up treasures for yourself in heaven, you're still wealthy.
所以，即使我们失去了地上所有的一切，如果我们储藏我们的宝藏在天上的话呢，我们仍然是一个非常富有的人。
Jesus said, "Even if you give someone just a cup of water in my name, you'll never lose your reward."
他甚至说，如果你把一杯凉水赐给这小子里面中的一个，那么呢，你不得不在天上会得奖赏赐。
This week I was thinking about all those students who were killed this week in Kenya.
所以牧师在这个礼拜在思考在肯尼亚那些被残杀的那些学生们。
My heart breaks for their families.
他呢为他们的家庭感到非常的忧伤。
But I'm kind of thrilled and jealous in a way for them.
但是从一定的角度来说呢，还感到高兴，甚至感到有点嫉妒。
All they had to do to live is say, "I'm a Muslim. I'm not a Christian."
所以他们如果想活着。其实非常的简单，他只要说我不是基督徒。
But these students were living a resurrection life.
但是这些学生呢，他们活的却是一个复活的生命。
They were living as if they could never die.
他们所活出的样子呢，就好像他们永远不会死一样。
And so they said to the people who threatened them, "I'm a Christian."
所以他对威胁他们那些人说，他说我是基督徒。
Why would you say that?
为什么他们会这么说呢？
Well, because it's true.
因为这是真理。
And because even if a person takes my physical life, I'm still going to live with Christ.
而且呢，即使有人把他的肉身杀死了，但是他在灵里面，他们永远与基督同活。
They were living like people who are going to live forever.
他们所活出的样式就好像永远不会死一样。
Listen to these words from the second chapter of the book of Revelation.
从启示录第二章里面，我们来看一下这个经文。
Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you into prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown.
这边经文这边说，你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼。你们必受患难十日，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
I know Christians who were put into prison for being followers of Christ.
那我们知道说有一些基督徒因为他们跟随耶稣而被投入监狱。
They sang God's praises in prison.
他们在监狱里面唱诗歌赞美神。
I just spoke to a young woman this Thursday night. Who was persecuted and beaten by her family for becoming a Christian.
这个礼拜四晚上牧师遇见了一个年轻的这个姊妹，她呢是因为她的信仰而被逼迫，被鞭打，受了很多肉体上的苦。
Her family has rejected her and she treated her like she's an orphan.
甚至她的家人都把她赶出去，让她成为一个孤儿。
She told me, I'm now part of God's worldwide family.
但是她就讲说她现在成了神国度里面的，好像是一个国际的一个大家庭里面的一员。
Even though we're from different countries, I celebrated because I'm her brother and she celebrated because she's my sister.
So, 尽管我们来自于不同的国度文化，但是我们一同庆祝这个复活节，我们呢就是弟兄姊妹。
We're part of a family that no one can ever take away from us.
那因此我们同是神国度里面的一员，没有人能够把这样的福分挪去。
This is why Christians can be generous and help other people in need.
这是为什么信主耶稣基督的人能够如此的慷慨来帮助别人？
Because we have treasure in heaven, and the things that we have here, we don't have to hold on to.
因为我们积攒财宝在天上，我们就不必来积攒地上的财宝。
We can trust God for miracles because we're people who are going to live forever.
我们能够来相信神，他有复活的大能，我们与他同在，能够有复活的生命，永生的生命。
So I want to encourage you, live by faith.
So, 牧师要鼓励我们大家都能够靠信而活。
Live like men and women who are never going to die.
那我们的生命表现出好像我们永远都不会死一样。
Live in such a way that people talk about you behind your back.
让人们就是当他们在我们不在的时候在谈论我们的时候。
They'll say things like, she must be crazy. She acts like she could never die.
他们呢可能会这么说，就说啊，他这个人看起来是疯的，他的这个表现好像是他永远都不会死一样。
Why is he so forgiving? Does he think that if he doesn't hold a grudge that there'll never be any justice?
你就说为什么他会对人如此的宽容啊？好像是如果他对人有一些怨言的话呢，这就是不公义的事情一样。
Live a resurrection life.
让我们来过一个有复活生命的生活。
Lazarus was raised to life, but then he had another funeral.
那拿撒路他曾经从死里复活，不过呢，他的身体还是要死的，他还要再一次的经历一次的这个追思仪式。
I know that Lazarus is because he believed he's alive with Christ today.
但是我们知道因着信他今天仍然活着。
Jesus Christ is eternally alive. He'll never die.
耶稣基督他永远活着，他永远不会死。
If your faith is in Jesus Christ, you will never die.
如果你也信耶稣基督，那么你也会有永生，永远不会死。
Even if this body dies, you will live.
尽管我们的身体会死，但是我们会永远活着。
Praise God for the resurrection.
我们感谢，我们赞美我们的神，为因着他的复活。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, thank you for Jesus Christ alive today.
我们的天父，我们感谢你因着耶稣基督复活了。
His resurrection guarantees our resurrection.
他的复活也允许了我们的复活。
Jesus, you demonstrated that you can bring the dead to life.
耶稣基督，你正是向我们显明，你能够让死人复活。
And then you promised us that you are the resurrection and the life.
然后你告诉我们，你就是复活，你就是生命。
Anyone who believes in you will never die.
若有人信你，就永远不会死。
Thank you for eternal life.
我们为着这样的永生，我们感谢你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.